Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you can implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
So in brief, what got me to become a conscious business coach and mentor was on my 18-year-old birthday, I became a monk. I know that's not what most 18-year-old young men do, but is want to move to India and shave their head and become celibate. But I was very curious about these ancient sciences around improving physical, mental, and spiritual health. So after about a half a decade of living as a monk and studying these ancient sciences, I graduated the monastery and became, quote unquote, normal person and started offering these types of holistic services to others. And as many other wellness professionals and healers might experience, they give and give a lot, but not with a lot of financial reciprocation. So I was struggling financially, making less than $20,000 a year. And I realized something needed to change. And that's when I delved into learning about sales, marketing, business, et cetera, and really doing something with some impact and making some money while healing and while helping other people improve their overall quality of life. So after, you know, now it's been many years and well over $100,000 worth of sales and marketing trainings and all this, we've now taken our business from primarily helping people with their health, but we transitioned into helping them with their business as well, because most other wellness professionals and coaches and, you know, everything from mindset to breath work, et cetera, that would come to me were also struggling to make money doing it. So I showed them what I did to create multi-six figure businesses and how they could do it too. So for the last couple of years, I primarily focused on just helping them, because if I can help one person who's then going to go help 50 other people, it's a far more effective and efficient use of my time in a way that I can really serve and really actually make an impact. Some of the simple steps that I took to get the business to where it is today are always starting at the foundation, which is purpose-driven or service-driven work. And what that looks like is figuring out what is it that you are on this planet to do? How can you improve the quality of life of other individuals? And then what we want to do is figure out a way to monetize that. And, you know, it's a much bigger conversation, but in simple, figure out how much you need to be making every year to fully support your lifestyle of your dreams. Find out how many people you can actually help in doing that, and then charge X amount of people, X amount of dollars a year so you can make that amount. And then the next step from there is figure out how do you need to package and message your services in a way so that your ideal client, the people that you're actually here to help serve and change their lives, when they see or hear of your services, your offer, your package, it will resonate with them in such a way that they're going to want to take action. And then the next step from there is getting into, I like to say, falling in love with sales as a service, serving your people by selling them your services. Because as you know better than anyone, the idea around value is people spend money on what they value. People spend time on what they actually value. And so getting people to actually show up and reciprocate with you in the form of their time, money, and attention. Now, once you've done that, then it's just a matter of scaling and serving more people and figuring out how to either help more people at the same time or train other people under you that can also deliver what you're delivering, et cetera. But that's the general system that we've used to get to where we're at now, which is cruising, as I like to say. I measure success in a handful of ways, but some of the biggest successes that I've experienced is, number one, having people that I've trained actually go change the lives of others and taking what we've learned to change. I mean, at this point, if we were to count all of our clients and the amount of people that they've helped, you know, we're talking about in the thousands now. And I measure success based off service primarily. But then there's also cool successes. Like, I remember my first $40,000 sale where somebody was just like, okay, sure. Where do I send the payment? And there's something so validating about that when somebody's actually willing to reciprocate with your value. I mean, there's been some pretty big failures as well. Don't get me wrong. Especially, I would say my biggest failure in my business was I got a little carried away in the beginning on this idea, like, oh, let's just make some money and let's spend it. Let's invest it in this program and let's hire this person. And very quickly went into the red because of this idea that just spending. So what I've had to learn, and I'm grateful to have learned, is being very diligent with money, because money is a resource that we get allowed to engage. And if we misuse that resource, problems will happen. And so I've had to learn, gratefully, to really use and spend money in a way that's not only diligent, but also within integrity and within service, in a way that's really going to uplift others and not in a way that's just going to go towards sense gratification. You know, some fleeting objects of gratifying the senses, that's never going to produce happiness. And I've had to learn that the hard way. So I have a whole method I created for creating success with business, or really this is relevant to other areas of your life as well. But I call this the monk mindset method. It's comprised of 5 primary steps that are going to allow anyone to become successful in the thing that they want. So the first step is you got to get in touch with something that you really want, not what you think you should want or what so-and-so says you should want or whatever the case. It's like, let's get in touch with what you actually want for your business. Once we've done that, then we claim it. What that looks like is identify the destination of your desire. And rather than just keeping something in saying, I want this, let's turn it into the present tense. So instead of I want a business that does XYZ, I have a business that does XYZ. We want to create the mental real estate for something to exist first, because everything in this world first was created in the mind. And then from that visual of the mind, we were able to take that out of the mind to create it in this manifest world. So second step is to claim it, turn it to the present tense, and actually repeat it regularly, not in a fake it till you make it kind of way, but rather as a way of just to create space in your mind for that thing to exist, to visualize it, to think about it, etc. The third step from there is identifying all the behaviors that you would need to consistently do to provide success in achieving that want or that claim. Once you've identified the behaviors that are going to inevitably provide you success, boom, you've won. Then the fourth step is put that into a schedule that you can follow consistently so that it's just a matter of time until you achieve success. And the fifth step are what I call the stressors and the relievers. And that means identify the things that are going to stop you from consistently following that ideal schedule and do everything you can to either minimize, avoid, or stop doing those things that are ultimately going to get you to, well, stop. And so this is a 5-step process that it will work if we actually are diligent and apply it. We have so many other tools and resources that we use, not just the monk mindset itself, but we have so much more that we use in terms of learning how to control the mind in such a way that you can become unstoppable in achieving business success. Obviously, I'm a big fan of systems and processes and automations as well, but the fundamental area that we all need to fix is the mind. We need to be able to control the mind so the mind doesn't control you. Because if you can control the mind and tell it what to do and give it a process towards success, then you will win. If you are controlled by the mind and do whatever the mind says, whenever it says so, we all know what that looks like. And so I've got tons of other resources. If anyone that's listening would like additional support, they can drop me a message on any platform. On all platforms, we are madhu.life, madhu.life. On any platform, you can find us there, madhu.life, and drop us a note. If you send me the word monk, M-O-N-K, on any platform, we will send you access to all of our free courses and material, et cetera, to get you started and moving in a positive direction of not only just controlling the mind, but creating a successful business because of controlling the mind. And we also have a bunch of cool systems we use, like the conscious closing system, which is sales without manipulation tactics, and, you know, keeping that within your integrity and never manipulating or coercing, etc. So a bunch of fun things that we get into as well. But the primary thing always comes back to being in control of the mind, so the mind does not control you. And again, if you are looking for any support in those areas, just drop us a note at madhu.life. Our email's info@madhu.life, madhu.life as well. And if you just send us the word monk on any of those platforms, we'll get you access to our monk mindset mastery protocols.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.